your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to The Sesh. I'm Josh.
Oh, I'm Kendall. What are you?
Janelle?
Who are
John?
You?
John? My name's John.
It was going to go
It's supposed to be John.
You. My name is Jeff.
We're pretending to be the host.
John, I thought they bailed on that idea.
John had a complete brain fart during that one. Hi, friends. Welcome back to The Sesh. I'm Josh.
I'm John.
And today we're here with our ladies.
Oh, Kendall. Ladies. And Janelle. Did you forget my name? You're like...
Well, I was looking at my co-host over here to introduce his girl.
Oh, yeah. But... Please introduce your woman.
This is Janelle. My girl.
Hey.
I guess.
How long you been with your girl?
Girl, how long you been? It is my bitch.
Excuse me. How long you been together?
10 years
Going on
almost.
10 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Will it be 10 years?
Officially. Or 12, depending if you count the breakup
right.
or not.
Yeah. Right.
The sophomore year breakup.
Ooh,
oh, gosh. It's been 10 years since I met you then.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
sucking
That
weird.
Is correct. Yeah, wow. I know. That's insane.
That's really
what
weird.
What grade did it start?
9th.
Can you have a serious relationship as a 9th grader?
No, that's why it only lasted like 3 months.
So can you factor that into the total relationship time?
No, that's why I have. If
no,
you did it,
we
be
don't
12.
Count that.
I count
yeah,
it.
So it's 10.
Janelle never
very
does.
Good then.
Yeah.
Very good.
I approve.
A 10 years straight, 12 years with our sophomore
yeah.
year.
Okay.
Breakup.
I think it counts.
Sure.
What
Whatever.
Do Grammy and Grandy's years from
oh,
seventh
so
grade
true.
To high school? They don't count.
They don't count. And we always say they met in seventh
yeah,
grade.
Yeah, come
true.
On.
Who
it
am
matters,
I to judge when
guys.
You can love?
It matters.
What age can you start loving at?
True.
Any
exactly.
age.
Any
That's
age.
A great fucking question.
That's the kind of questions we have today,
is
right?
Getting very strange. anyway, welcome back to The Sesh. Yes, we have the men here today. We have Josh and John joining us for a relationship discussion,
mm-hmm.
Q&A, advice, extravaganza.
Yep, that's right, baby.
Yeah, we're going to be telling you guys like what we've learned in the last 10 years with our dudes.
And what we still don't know shit about.
Wait,
yeah, lots
have we,
of things.
We just, did we just hit 11 or are we going on 11 next year?
No. Was it in August when you guys started dating?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
of
11.
Of 2010, 11, yeah. So we, yeah. 11
or 10,
years.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
10. No, it's 11.
Oh, it is 11 with this year.
Yeah, we started dating in 2010. So it's 2021.
Right,
so
correct.
Yes, it has
yes,
been 11 years.
That's correct.
Wait, how old were you guys when you guys met?
I was 17.
I was 17 too.
Yeah.
Damn.
So,
so
I
then
like
I met you
18.
When you were 17.
Yes. Yep.
Holy shit.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Now yeah. I'm pushing 30.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You feeling that this morning, I bet.
Yep. Josh's birthday is coming up. It's September 17th. He's my favorite Virgo. And yes, I also love you, Liz, if you're listening. But we all went out last night to celebrate and Josh got fucking, oh my God.
Probably the most
wow.
lit I've gotten in years. Like, I was very surprised at
yeah.
how trashed I was.
I was surprised too. It happened quick. Like, and I was the sober one. And so I was yes. supposed to control the situation and it happened before.
But he was fine.
No,
so what happened?
It's what I get
yeah.
for ordering
yeah.
a punch bowl for like yeah. 2 to 3 people mm-hmm. and taking it all down myself and then
yep.
half of like somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember mm-hmm. when you were taking shots with me and you like took one and then all of a sudden you got this like extra wave of energy and you looked at me and you're like, we need more shots. I was like, you want another shot? You're like, yeah, give me more fucking shots. I was like, okay.
It's all hazy, man. Like, I remember certain parts of the night, but like some of it, I'm just, very cloudy for me.
Do you remember that point where you were just smacking yourself in the face?
I really don't remember that. Honestly.
That was after the punch bowl.
When have I ever smacked myself
I know,
in the
that's
face?
Why like, I caught it on camera. I was like, what is going
it's
on here?
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
But yeah. Then you came back. You had a second wind.
Yeah, you had a second wind after that.
And then we drank more. And then your wind was, your sail yeah, fell again. It
came to an end quickly.
God, and we ended up being out so late. I was going to keep it an earlier night and I was going to drive home. But yeah, we didn't get home.
That's
till
not
lit,
what I thought.
Something.
I thought I was going out for this exact reason. I was like, I'm not going
all right.
home.
I'm proud of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you went hard. I was proud of you
good.
Too.
Mm-hmm. You deserve it.
Liz was like, I want to keep it more chill. I thought we were just going to keep, well, we went to a speakeasy, so I didn't
we're
expect
like
us to go
so hard.
We're
like trying to keep the class as the late 20-year-olds we are.
Yeah. No, it was pretty wild. And then I got to drive you three home, which was quite a joy because Josh was, oh, man.
Dude, barely getting in the car drunk sucks. Oh,
yeah,
it's the worst feeling.
It really is. I felt
We've
bad for
We've all been
you.
There. It's terrible.
And I was like blasting music. And
oh, yeah. Driving like crazy. It was like
I wasn't
a damn
driving
roller
like
coaster.
Crazy. I really wasn't.
She was doing great.
I thought I was going to like projectile vomit all
you
over the windshield.
Little...
Like I was just like, please.
Yeah, you were
kind of
swaying back and forth on us a bit.
I started
yeah,
noticing
I was really
it.
Like just battling the inner like pukey feeling. And I was like, it's coming, but I don't want to do it.
There's
right
no
now.
Worse place
it.
In the car.
I was like, we've got to stop at this McDonald's. We pulled off the highway.
Josh just got out in the parking lot. Poor guy. We were in the line for the drive through, and yeah. It was a long line. So we were like, dude, we are going to be here for a sec. I was like, Josh, get
just
out.
Get
go get some
out.
Fresh air. Go do what you got to do. And yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Josh.
Yeah, went behind him. The where their dumpsters are. That's like kind of a brick wall. And I was just like, had my. I remember this part. I like kind of leaned against the wall, and I was just like, "Yep, it's coming." And I just was like, rah, rah, all over the ground.
Thank you for giving us that play-by-play. I really enjoyed that.
And then like I vaguely remember like walking around to the back of it, and then like I think I took a piss.
You did because I looked over. And you were like. Zipping
you were,
your
I, which I had no that was like involuntary at that
yeah,
point. I was
dude.
Just like
that's real
but then there's like a car and then I looked over okay. And there's a car there and then I saw people moving and there was like oh
yeah John noticed
like,
them
oh,
too
shit,
even
pointed out
he's like there's people
them.
In the car over there.
I was like well hopefully they weren't watching.
Do you remember me walking up to you to get the keys?
No,
because the car was like beeping. You got yeah. out, but you had the keys on you.
And we were like, "Fuck, we need the keys."
So I like came up to you, and you're like, "I'm good, I'm good." And I was like, "No, I just need the keys." Like,
I don't care about what's happening. I'm sure you're
I'm not fine. Trying to be here for what's about to happen. So just give me the
just
keys.
Give me the
it
keys.
Was honestly so funny.
It was
I
amazing.
Actually really enjoyed being the sober driver because
oh,
I have
so
a really good memory of everything now, and I really understood the dynamics mm-hmm. of what was happening. It was hilarious. And poor Josh, he really needed me sober. I can't imagine if I had drank too. And we took an Uber home.
Oh no,
we would be screwed.
Oh no,
he was so sick when we got back.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And then I saw him outside in the backyard letting the dogs out, and he was just like not doing well.
Oh, no.
And then you puked in the yard, didn't you?
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, thought so.
Yeah. You can puke in your own yard. That's
yeah,
that's
I mean,
great.
Did you do it over the fence at least?
No.
Wow.
At that point,
nice.
You're not. Thinking
I mean,
about that.
It was pretty much just like alcohol at that point.
Oh
like,
god.
Because I feel like I didn't eat that much.
Yeah.
How much alcohol I took down.
True.
Well, so. Welcome back to our podcast. It's really...
Are you hurting today?
Yes, I feel... Well, this morning, I almost just was like, you know, someone put a
he
bullet
threw up again
in my
this
head.
Morning.
Like, this was, like, it was so bad. Like, I could barely open my eyes.
Oh.
It felt like there's somebody crushing my head
oh.
with a hammer.
It's the worst.
And I was so dizzy, and I got up and yacked again this morning, and then...
Morning,
and, but then I ordered a cheeseburger and a Coke, and I was like... I had that, and it's Advil, and here I am.
And here I
feeling
am,
great.
Baby.
Yeah, when he first woke up, he was not in good shape. And I put him to bed last night, and then yeah. I was just up. Well, it was crazy. So Sydney went out with us last night. She's not here today because her mom's in town. And last night, just as we were leaving the club, I didn't tell you guys this yet, but... or not the club, the speakeasy.
Yeah,
there's
like,
a difference.
We
were leaving the speakeasy. Just around that time, Sydney's mom started sending her a bunch of photos and Sydney didn't see them until they got into their car. But her mom was watching TV like right around whatever time we were leaving. Mm-hmm. And some like weird fucking person came up to their window and just started like banging on their apartment window,
what?
Screaming at her.
What?
Like it would not go away. And she was like yelling back at them and... Yeah, so she
oh
ended
God.
Up calling the police and was totally freaked out. And so Sydney was, like, all freaked out.
Yeah.
She called, so I called her at, like, because she texted me it, and my phone would not text. I was trying to like text and it was going like, "Rrr." Have you ever seen that before?
Yes.
Like where you're, it's so just like annoying. Not happening. So I called her and then we were on the phone till probably like 3:45, almost four.
Damn.
Yeah. Cause then we just were just like talking. Yeah. Well, she was all amped. She was so pissed. She was like, "I am so mad about this." I was like, "Okay, you just gotta like breathe. Like, I totally understand." She was really upset about her mom. And
yeah,
like,
dude,
what if scary. I was outside? And I was like, "It's just the unfortunate reality of like living near the city. Like, there's, you know, there's all types of people, and you know, it's not much the apartment complex can do about it."
Yeah.
But she was like very drunk and upset.
Yeah,
and so
yeah, yeah. Oh, I would be pissed.
I calmed her down, and we had a whole discussion about other happier things. But yeah, so I was up till probably, yeah. And then I watched the fucking D'Amelio sisters show.
What the fuck, Kendall?
Dude, at have like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I remember I was waking like, up, and I was like, "What the fuck is that?"
You're like, "No, I saw it on Hulu." I was like, "D'Amelio's, they've got a show now."
Quite wow.
Interesting. I honestly feel really bad for those girls. We might have to talk about that
really?
Another time.
I don't know
yeah.
anything about them.
It's like sad. Their life, it's not good.
Isn't it oh. like the whole family? It's
yeah.
like a Kardashians type of show.
Well, they're like a normal family from Connecticut. And then she got famous on TikTok and they moved to a $14 million mansion in Los Angeles. And then the amount of pressure those two girls have is like unbelievable.
Interesting.
Sounds like
and the
once
parents
you
are kind
of
just benefited.
You got to like maintain it. Right. You don't want to be that family that, you know, they go up and everything's great. And then it's like they come
right.
crashing back down.
And
so
it's
even if
kids.
It's not like to, you know, a place where you're like, you know, that's kind of shitty, but
yeah.
like a, just a normal place.
Right.
Like,
but when you have a staff mm-hmm. and a $14 million house and multiple cars, and now it's on the kids
right.
to continue this, that's mm. so much pressure at that age. I just can't imagine. I really can't imagine. I felt so bad for them. And they're like trying to figure out what they're good at. Like, the one of them's trying to become a singer now, and it's obvious that she's like too scared to even sing. Like,
really?
Yeah, and I feel bad for her. She hasn't had probably any like practice at that, and like
right.
isn't comfortable with it. And they're like trying to make her into a pop star. It's just yeah, the younger one, Dixie.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a sad show. I was like,
damn.
I was like watching it at 4 a.m. Like, god damn,
it's on Hulu.
Is really sad
or something.
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Shit.
Yeah,
that's
shit.
What you're doing at 4 a.m.
Yeah. So I went to sleep probably around 4:45.
What the hell?
Yep.
And you're the sober one.
Yep, and I was the sober one. And now I feel hungover for no reason, just because I was up all night.
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't think I went to bed that early, like 1:30. Not too bad.
Mm.
But my head hurt pretty bad the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I had to drink some water, drink some Red Bull.
Yeah.
And here we fucking are, baby.
Josh like woke me up and was like, "I'm still dying." I was like, "Go back to bed." And then
I had
he, like
comes
tears back.
Running down my
yeah.
face.
Yeah.
Like, no.
He was
puking
really
makes
good.
Me cry.
Oh, yeah.
Like it like violent, like where
oh,
it's like
baby.
Like it was just like
oh, dude.
Just,
oh yeah, he like came in the room and was like, "I'm not doing well." And I was like, "Get back in bed. Let's just go to sleep. You know, it's fine. Let's sleep in."
I'm
and
like on my DoorDash
like, no.
app, like trying to order yeah. a cheeseburger. I'm like, "Just get a burger over here now."
I
that's
slept
like
until
the secret sauce.
Two, like one or two. And he comes in and he's like, "I had a cheeseburger and I'm fine now."
Yeah, I like seriously, like it.
The fatty, greasy foods.
Yeah.
It really
my
does.
My parents were the ones who taught you that, huh? They were always
think, yeah,
preaching
so.
That
and
was like
it, you
the
know,
hangover.
Wasn't
cure.
Josh's parents?
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Definitely wasn't Josh's parents. Them preaching that.
Nope. Anyway, okay, let's get into some.
What are we doing today?
We're doing like advice and people send in questions about. Mm.
Yeah, you guys sent in hella questions, like
mm-hmm.
over I don't know, like 1,200 or something. It was
oh,
a lot,
damn.
So it's great.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Let's go ahead and get into.
All right,
of them,
let's
then.
Go ahead and get in. But before we do, we want to go ahead and thank our first sponsors for the day.
Oh, right.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And we are back, guys. We're going to answer some of your questions. If you want to be a part of these Q&As and such in the future, be sure to follow us on social media at the _sesh podcast.
Yes.
Because that's where we post most of the time, mm-hmm. or in the community tab here on YouTube. All right. First question is, hey, homies, my name is Kaylee and I'm from Alabama. So Kendall and Josh, what is something that each of you does to, that gets on each other's nerves and vice versa?
Oh, we're just going to start out like that. Okay.
What's your favorite thing about each other that you absolutely adore?
Wait, wait, wait.
That's like two questions in one.
Yeah, yeah. Let's
that's
go
a
one.
Loaded so question. She said,
but, and vice versa. Like, what is something that's annoying about you guys? Okay. And then what is something
I
got you love?
Okay.
The most annoying and okay, I'm just going to have to think of something.
the most annoying.
Come on, I'm I annoy you.
Oh, I know. I'm just trying to think of like the most annoying
the
thing.
The most annoying thing.
Yeah. Probably your antsiness when you get stressed out gets really like extreme.
Oh, yeah.
And you get like
when I'm stressed,
frazzled.
It starts like like oozing out of my skin.
Yeah. And it gets secondhand to me and I get really unhappy, especially if I'm trying to chill and he's like,
Josh, you're
like
stressing
that.
Me out. Yeah. Go away.
I really don't like that. Yeah. That's something that annoys me.
Mm.
I have one more thing.
Okay.
You put on the shower for way too long before getting in. I know everyone puts it on to like heat up the water, but Josh will like put it on and then shave or like go to the bathroom and it's just running. And I'm like, why are you not in the shower? And that really annoys me. And you've always done that.
Damn.
One thing that I love about you out of many, 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 many things is how you are so caring towards our animals. And I think that says a lot about you as a person, how into our animals you are. Mm. You treat them like your children.
I do.
You know, I never thought I'd find a guy who loves animals as much as me. Aww. And I did.
Well, you found him because I've let a lot of animals come through this house. So.
Yes, you have. For and real. You're always a good sport about it. So.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that. As far as what annoys me about you is definitely your just lack of putting shit away like after you
major
use
lack.
It. And I think a lot of major this has got to be your 80. Your ADHD. And,
yeah, it
and
is.
It's just like...
Actually, scientifically, like, that is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. But some of it is just like habit from... Because when I first met you, you would just throw shit on your bedroom floor.
Yeah,
because
I was born with ADHD.
But I think some of it's just like, I don't want to deal with it. I just don't want to worry about it.
Okay.
You can't blame it all.
Tell
on
that to other people with ADHD. Oh, okay.
I'm sure there's some people out there of ADHD who are very clean. Pick up... At least if you take your clothes off... Don't walk out of them and then just walk away from them and just leave a like a trail behind you.
I do that.
And it'll be like, here's the pants, here's the underwear, here's the shirt, here's the hat.
It just doesn't cross my mind to do it. And then I like to do it all at once and then stress out over it.
Oh, same. I wait till it's literally like a fucking wreck in my house and all of a sudden I'm like, I gotta clean everything now.
Yeah. See? ADHD. What can we say? Anyway,
really cool.
What do you like about me?
Nothing.
I mean, I like everything about you, but I think what I've always loved about you is just that you're such an empathetic person and you always like care for me. I feel like sometimes even more than I care for you. Like
you give
more like just love and affection to me than I give to you. And so I'm always like trying
really?
To
really, I think
up
it's the vice versa. Like I always feel I don't give you enough love and attention and you give me too much.
Mm.
Oh,
I think it's
probably
way,
good that
so.
We're in that's that position. Cute. I did not know that you felt that way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Love that.
I made sure your drunk ass was very taken care of.
Yeah,
last
you
night.
Did. You definitely. That was,
yeah,
that was
you
excellent.
Did. You went into full mom mode. Yeah, it was very she sweet. She was like, Josh's not doing well. I was like, oh, poor dude. You're like, it's okay, babe. We'll get a cheeseburger.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I got him a Sprite. He couldn't eat.
I couldn't
point.
Do anything. No, I was just like, put me in bed and
yeah.
Lights out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I knew ordering him food wasn't going to work at, the,
yeah.
at that
I remember you were like, he's not eating
right.
that.
I
almost tried to get
that.
Him into the shower, but he was like, he couldn't even
do it.
He couldn't even brush his teeth.
No, it was just one of the nights where it was like, time to go to sleep.
Yeah. Yep.
You need to become horizontal immediately.
Exactly.
It's funny because I was going to say very similar to what Josh said about Kendall, because Janelle does the same thing. Which is kind of like she'll get out of her clothes and then it's just they're on the floor, which I do at times, but hers just keeps piling up.
Well, you make like a little pile by your bed,
yeah,
like by your nightstand.
Mine's like an organized pile.
Yeah. That's me too. I do that
Josh
too.
Josh does that too.
I do it in, my, like in a corner.
Except for
one
your
corner.
Closet, dude. Your closet is
no,
wild.
Sometimes you should have seen it. Not now. It needs a little work.
It's wild in there.
And span. But because Josh said that, I'll do a different one.
Oh, okay.
And this one. So it's when I'm driving. It's when I'm driving. She's a backseat driver.
Major.
And is always just like screaming like this.
No,
that.
I scream. I'm like, John.
I know, but it like then it like freaks me out. And I'm like, that's more dangerous than me just driving.
Yeah, right? I get pissed. I don't mean to. I've tried really hard to like cool my shit more because I know you're like, dude, that scares me when you freak out like that. I'm like, okay, so I just like tense up and he's like, you're fine.
Well, it's funny because she makes me drive everywhere,
I
literally
hate
everywhere.
Driving. I despise
but then,
driving.
But then like is always like critiquing my driving.
Like, yeah, you're like, then you drive. I'm like, no. I'd rather just critique your driving.
That's a good one.
So that's, oh, yeah, I don't know if it's the most annoying, but definitely one of the
them.
Top.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I understand. It's pretty annoying. I would say one of the most annoying things that you do is when you're sleeping, you make a lot of noises and it drives me nuts. You make frog noises and I don't, yes, what is it?
I do.
He literally makes a frog noise.
Wait, can we get an imitation?
He won't do it. He won't
no,
you
I'll
do
imitate it.
You'll do it on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Do it. But he'll do that like
it's,
50 times
it's
in a
row. Allergy driven. So
do
it's
it.
Like,
give it, give
you're
another
like
go.
Trying to like clear your throat.
Yeah.
It's like a throat thing.
Yeah.
And he'll do it like 50 times in a row.
But I don't know I'm doing it is a bad thing.
Oh, wow. It's
yeah.
involuntary.
So
yeah.
Annoying.
Just
so imagine how the two of you sound when you're asleep because
oh,
Janelle
we, I know it's
makes
bad.
Even crazier.
We got frogs over here. We got fucking...
The grudge over here. I'm really
girl.
Surprised that you're complaining about his noises because you're
do
the...
Do I still make noises
oh
in my sleep?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not as much,
like
but
I
you
do
still...
It,
you
grudge
do.
Sound.
Sometimes
I do,
you do. You still hold your breath. Yeah. Yeah, she holds her breath and like
so
slowly
scary.
Releases it.
But then he also goes... And it's so loud about
it's a
sleeping.
Tough line of hours.
Like, we have like a full blown like rainforest going on.
Oh, it's
yeah.
wild.
Yeah, it's like...
Then you also have the habit of falling asleep like this on your back. And then the second you go on your back, you snore so
yes.
loud. And I'm like, turn over.
Yep.
Turn over.
Luckily, I don't
annoyed.
Sleep on my back too much.
Mm, you do it like at least a few times a night. And I'm like, move over. And then sometimes you get mad. You're like, I'm just not going to be sleeping tonight then, I guess. And then 5 seconds later, you're completely asleep.
I don't think
asleep.
I've ever said that.
So
Josh. I don't think I've ever said that.
You literally said it to me like 4 days ago. You rolled over like, what do you want from me, Janelle? I guess I won't be sleeping. And then you like turn around and
well, sometimes you say roll over and I'm like, I'm already on my like side and that's how you want me. So I'm like, do you want to go to my other side? What's going on?
So just roll off of the bed and lay on the floor?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what should I do?
That was one of the things I was going to say about Josh,
yeah,
too, is
I
like
too.
Nighttime sounds. It just, the snoring is so annoying. I get pissed. I get
yeah,
actually
I get pissed.
Mad.
I'm not
yeah.
sleeping. I'm not sleeping.
I know. Oh, he's always like, I'm not asleep. And I'm like, you're snoring then.
Oh,
awake.
Yeah. Oh, John does that too. Resting his eyes, he calls it. I'm like, hey, you're falling asleep. Like, turn off the
back.
Lights. Like, hey, can you turn off your light? And he's like, oh, no, I'm just resting my eyes. I'm like, okay, you're unconscious.
Josh does that all the time. Oh, my God.
But there's
guilty.
Many things I love about you. But I think the thing I love most about you is that you have always been so mature and just like a nice person. Like, I feel like a lot, because I've known you for so long, and I feel like a lot of people when they're 17 are like douchey 17-year-old guys, and you've never ever been like that. And aww. I just admire that so much. Like, you're just like one of the most mature and like very just,
what was that little noise you made?
A little quiver.
He's crying.
Tearing up.
Bring it down here. Oh, honey.
Yeah, I would say that for sure.
We call each other honey.
Honey.
Oh, honey.
It's that. It's the way you say it, though.
Oh, honey.
But yeah, I love you. You're very sweet. Mm, and just,
you.
And, like, you just have a, you're just good natured. Like, you never do anything out of spite. And I just appreciate that.
Oh,
that
you.
Was really sweet. I feel like I'm at their damn wedding right
I know.
Now.
I'm like,
yeah.
We
actually, we're getting married.
The wedding bells going.
Yeah.
John, do you have something
yes, of
for
course.
Her? Okay,
jeez.
Good. Better have a good follow-up.
Gosh.
What do you like about her?
I mean, I love everything about you.
Thank
but
you. Not everything.
I don't know. I mean, like, one thing that comes to mind is just how open you are, like, in all situations. Like, you love mm-hmm. to, like, communicate regardless of, you know, what's going on. If it's, like, our relationship mm-hmm. or external things, and you're just good at communicating like what how you're feeling and what state you're in and like what you know
thank you
what works for you and
thank
yeah,
my degree just, for that
and I love that and appreciate that just because you know like aww. With my family growing up it wasn't like super communicative
yeah communicative
as growing up so yeah. it was just yeah I don't know it's something that I wasn't like used to and it's made me grow so I really appreciate aww. That and love that in you
oh
you're so cute I love That's very sweet. I like that.
Yeah, that is very sweet. Thank you. That means a lot to me. It does. Yeah.
All right. Very cute. On to the next.
That was a great one. That was a good one.
Good first question. Starting off with a bang.
Yeah.
Good deep one.
Okay. So people want to know, this is like asked a lot. How was your first time doing the ganja together? People just want to
the ganja. I thought we were gonna say the dirty D. Yeah.
I was like, please no, please no.
And here's
please
the play no. by play. No, people were like, some people were asking wild shit, and I was like, y'all look
what's
nasty.
Your guys' favorite position as a couple?
Oh God,
what is your favorite?
Okay, wait,
please
so
demonstrate.
We'd like to see.
Okay, our first time
ganja.
We were all together our first time.
Yeah,
well, not our first time, Kendall and I's, not the boys' first time.
Correct.
But I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, we have.
Did it in the garage, and because we're losers, like in a car in a garage.
Yep.
Josh and I were coaching up the girls.
Coaching. Yep. And it was just a funny time. We would like, it was like stupid laughter. I feel like that's the thing I can remember most.
It was extremely stupid.
Well, I mean, when is it not your first time?
It was
time,
like on an office chair in the middle of a garage.
Oh yeah, with the pink office chair, and then we would do the house. All right, so someone left me a little spicy comment, and I'm sure they didn't think it'd be picked, but I'm picking it anyways. They say, I feel very sus of Janelle. I feel like she wants your man / to be you so badly.
Whoa.
It's just the vibe I get.
Oh my God. That's
the vibe going on.
Wants to be me?
Wow.
I'm trying to steal your man. Mr. Steal Girl.
Wow, that was a lot of accusations in one little thing.
That's why I'm throwing it in there.
They think you're trying to steal Josh.
Yep.
Yeah.
And be you.
And be me.
Yep.
She just is going to kill me and become me.
Take your face and put it on as a mask.
That is unbelievable. And that's not the first time that someone has suggested that you have something for Josh.
No, they're like, do you ever see like Janelle looking at Josh and smiling? I'm like, because I love Josh as a person.
They're
like
friends. They've been friends for a very long time.
He's literally like my brother. Yeah. Yes, I laugh and smile at Josh.
Yeah, one time someone said the same thing, like the way that Josh looked at Janelle at this time. I was like,
I feel like every single thing on YouTube, like when it's not a couple, but there's like an opposite sex in the room, they're like, do you see that? I'm like, y'all are fucking got it wrong.
You guys are bored, honestly, if you think that.
For real.
Like, where are you getting that from?
Why are you always lying?
I really don't see it.
Yeah.
The sus sesh.
Okay, number four. How do you guys maintain a relationship? I think they mean after dating so long. I've been with my significant other for 7 years, and sometimes I feel like we're not on the same page anymore.
Oh, that's hard.
That is hard. Mm. And it's kind of hard to answer, too, because I feel like, honestly, a part of it is just luck. Like, I was talking with Sydney last night, and she was like, do you ever, like, think about you guys have been... All of us have been together for like 10 plus years and we did meet so young. You know, how do you like maintain that or not wonder like what else is out there? And I think part of that is like luck.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like you just happen to be in the right place at the right time, meet the right person. But I think if you're growing apart from someone after 7 years, that does happen.
Yeah.
I think we've had times where we were less. You know, we were more apart than other times.
Absolutely.
You know,
I think every relationship goes through those times because it's just like it's natural as a human being, I think. And as when you're with somebody for so long, like you got to think about 7 years worth of time, especially if you're with that person, if you live with that person for years, living with someone just accelerates everything, right? Because you're together so much more versus like dating or long distance for 7 years. So over 7 years, you got to think about how much time you've actually spent together. And I think it always comes back to your friendship and your foundation. And that's why I always like coach people when, if they ask me like, you know, or a friend will be like, hey, what, you know, what's your advice for like making a relationship last? And I really say it's like the friendship and having true friendship and really finding like, why are you guys friends in the first place? Like, what are the connections that you have that makes you want to just be friends? First of all, because I believe like love grows out of friendship, right?
100%.
Like, I totally agree with
friendship,
that.
Like if you think back in like grade school or like when I think about it, I'm like, oh yeah, like a girl that I was friends with, eventually feelings of like romantic feelings would develop as a result because I just like that person.
Yeah,
like, you made me laugh. I smile all the time around you. And so you kind of you know, build off of that.
I agree so much.
I do too. And I think if you're not feeling those things or if you don't feel it's a stage or the stage isn't ending, then it's okay to move on and know that that person was part of your life and was a chapter, but You know, don't stay stuck in the same chapter if you really don't have any anything in common with that person anymore, because
right.
people do change a ton over time. I think we're completely different people than we were when we met. Luckily, we've been able to grow together and we've been staying on the same page, as they said, you know, all that time we've been able to do that. But it's not always easy and it doesn't always work. And it's, you shouldn't compare yourself to any other person's relationship, you know, because it's really just at the end of the day, whether or not you guys click
right.
and have things in common and have the same goals. And if you don't, then
that's okay.
That's okay. But it's better to just kind of.
Right. And I think along. Also understanding yourself enough that you know what you are and are not willing to compromise. Cause like, obviously like there, John and I aren't the same human on every level, but I say like the things that like matter the most to me is like, you're on the same page. And I think that's really important is like, what are, and those things can look different for everyone, but like, what are those values or morals or whatever it is, those beliefs that are so important to you that like, it's really just not up for discussion at the end of the day. Like it's either you're on board or you're not. And if you're not on the same page, you know, that could be telling, but that's okay. But I understand how it's like, there's a pressure of like, well, we've been together for so long.
Have I wasted my time?
Or have I wasted time? Yeah.
Well, it's always okay to just like take a break, right? Like separate, take a break and just give yourself space so that you can really like, maybe you need to just experience life for yourself for a bit. And if the love is really there and the relationship was going to work for the long run, you'll come back to each other. Like you'll, you know, even if that means you go and date some other people and you start, you realize like, oh, wow, that person was actually the right person.
Right.
And sometimes that's what it takes for people. It's not always just like a single shot and it's just like off to, you know, the end of time. Like a lot of people go in and out of stuff. Like it's just really dependent on the person. So.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like I feel as though long-term relationships, there's like, it's like a road. Like there's some bumps, there's some smooth parts. There's some parts where you're like feeling great. There's some parts where you're, you know, struggling more. And I think that that's with literally any relationship you have, whether it's romantic or not, you know?
Yeah, yes, definitely.
So, okay, next up. Hey guys, how long did it take you to fart in front of each other? And what were your reactions? Interesting. I don't remember. I've been farting my whole life. Thank you so much.
I was going to say, probably not that
long. You guys
long.
Are open farters?
Like, totally open farters. Yeah, are you time. Open farters?
No, we pretty much don't fart.
Okay.
We just don't. We're aliens.
We just do not have gas.
No, we do, but not that much. Like, I don't know why neither of us.
Not. I mean, we're not.
I've
like,
definitely let one slip every once in a while, for sure. But
she's just times.
Like, I'll just like act like nothing happened. I'll just be like, and she'll be like, "Did you just fart?" Like,
damn,
no, I normally don't.
She all just
anything.
Like clinch up and like,
yeah, damn, we're just like trying to look. <'Cause laughs>
I'll go outside. So if it's bad, I'll go outside. I'll walk
He's
around.
He's very respectful.
Or I'll just go to the bathroom.
Good for you guys.
And,
awesome.
And pretend like the number two's coming, and you know, just go
just
in there.
Just pretend.
Flip the fan on and let it rip. You
know? Like seriously, being honest, I'm just not.
You're
a
not a very
gassy
person.
I never burp.
I think I've
never
heard
able
it like
to.
Maybe once, really? But I can't even like. It's not memorable at all.
I don't know why. I mean, I puke all the time. I'm not just like hiding my grossness. I throw up all the time.
Yeah,
I saw some. I've thrown up in public many times, but yeah,
I saw
I
some study and it's like you fart. I don't know, 20 sometimes a day, and that could be way off, but they like every single person does it. They
you do it a lot
it,
in your sleep.
But you just
too.
Don't, yeah, you don't even like,
oh,
no,
yeah,
fart like,
yeah. Your sleep, I'm sure.
Nice. Under the covers. Dude, sometimes John and I will be in the car, and all of a sudden you'll roll down a window, and I'm like, did you just fart? And he's like, yeah, sorry. Yeah,
I can accept it. I can own it.
Hey, at least he's got the courtesy to roll the window down.
Yeah.
And well, isn't like, lock the windows and then. Just
no,
gas you.
Because sometimes it's fucking bad.
Oh,
when
you know what that says
gurgling.
About your gut health, right?
Oh yeah,
need some trust better me, bacteria in there.
Honestly. Okay, next one is, what is an ideal date night? I'm 5 years into my relationship and we have run out of ideas and want to try new things. This is Kayla from Tampa, Florida.
That's really hard. And I don't know how to make that not sound generic.
I think that's a struggle for everybody.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
To find
it is.
The
I'm gonna
next
be honest
best
about
date
that.
Night, like
totally,
right.
We're all animals with like routines, and like we like what we like, so we often do the same things.
Go to the same restaurants,
100%.
Do the same shit.
Honestly, same.
Yeah,
I mean, most people do that, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, there's always gonna be that couples like, oh, we do something different every day, and like it's always so exciting and adventurous.
No.
But it's like,
yeah, we kind of love doing things over and over again that we like.
Exactly.
We're like all comforting. Excited about, yeah.
Yeah, we do yeah. the same.
Yep.
For sure.
We like find restaurants we like. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like our ideal night is like going out to eat somewhere, then going home and watching TV. Like it's just very chill.
Yeah.
Relaxing. I'm not trying to like go skydiving.
No, we definitely aren't like
losers. We're losers.
Filled to the brim with these great date ideas. You know, we're not like that couple that's like, oh, we're doing a pottery class.
Yeah. Tonight. I mean, if you want date ideas, just watch The Bachelor or Bachelor.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, oh, get plenty God. In there.
If you go got horseback plenty of budget, riding. Damn.
Go drive a four-wheeler through a forest and then eat lunch on a picnic.
I think that's what it, I mean, I guess it's just different for every type of person. Since we're tend to be introverted, we don't really mind staying home, doing a lot of the same things, you know, enjoying each other in simple ways or going to the mountains or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be mm-hmm. extravagant or new all the time for us, but I can see how some people, because I know people that really strive off of excitement and, you know,
trying new things and new experiences all the
surprising
time.
Surprising each other. We almost never surprise each other with anything. Like,
It's
very rare.
We can't keep secrets
no,
very well.
No. So, but yeah, guess we're not the best people to ask about that. But
sorry.
If you're, I don't know, I think you're with the right one if you can just do nothing and enjoy your time.
Oh, yeah. Like, just chilling at home is, like, my favorite thing to do with our dogs.
Yeah, I
just
think that's a normal, like, problem to have. Because, like, we do that sometimes, too. Like, because we, you know, we tend to do the same things, which we enjoy. But every now and then, we're both like, what do we do? Let's do something different.
Friday, and it's the 5 o'clock comes, like, what do we want to do tonight?
It's the same sort of thing. It's hard to just, like, think of things, you know? Like, you almost do have to do some research. What's new that's out there that's being built? Or what's, you know, what's new venues? Or, I don't know. It just
what
depends
restaurant
on,
haven't we
yeah,
been to?
Yeah, it just depends on what, you know, you like to do and what your interests are. So.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Okay, what is something not obviously sexual about your partner that turns you on? Like their laugh, their wit, their clone, etc. I know mine. Yours is the way that you care for our animals. 100%. Like, you're so fatherly to them. And I'm like, God, you're going to be so... like, and like, if I ever see you with a baby or kid, my ovaries are like...
I was literally going to say the exact same thing. Same thing I said 1,000%. Earlier. My favorite thing about you is the way you take care of the pets. Like, it just turns me on.
Yeah.
Wow.
It does. I love seeing you down there on the camera.
Just carry Bernie into the room.
Sometimes I'll look up at the bunny room camera when he's in there with them, and I'm like, ah, it's hot.
But it's like, I'm just like, God, I love you so much. I'm like, the way you look, because I love those fucking dogs so much. The fact that you do as well. Mm-hmm. Like, just, I'm like, yes. It's my favorite.
So that is like spurs sexual feelings. Is that what the question was?
Yeah,
like
was
not obviously.
Like you want to jump our bones?
Yeah, it's like daddy, you know,
daddy. You give Daff daddy vibes.
Yeah, daddy vibes.
You're like,
for the
come
wind.
Hold me like you hold the rabbit.
I also love when you have feed me like a hat backwards. Or when you like do something around the house that's helpful, like hang something up or like move furniture.
Oh, yeah. It's rare. It's rare. If you put gas in my car, I'm like, boner alert.
just to pump some gas.
That's easy.
Sometimes you'll come home and you're like, hey, I filled your tank. I took your car out and filled your car with gas. I'm like, it's like, also, acts of service is very high on my list for love languages. So it makes sense. But yeah, definitely. All right. What about you?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm trying to think. That's not obviously. It's not obvious.
<He's> like, men are like,
no,
titties and ass.
I'm just trying to. I'm trying
when you bounce those titties, and then you walk
over. Okay.
It's a joke. Not really. But,
oh boy.
Well, I mean, men think a little bit differently.
I know they do.
Like, we're very physical and very like, always like kind of like checking you
what
out.
What about like our smell or something? That's I like the way you smell. I'm obsessed with you smell.
I would say a smell for sure. But
he's like, there's a smell.
There's a smell right now. Smell.
It can go both ways. So.
Well, you know, I don't shower often, and John's showering on the daily, so. But you always smell good.
So I get to enjoy it like 2 days a week.
I don't smell. Kendall said I've never smelled. Come on now.
Well, I don't get up in your grill, so I don't know.
Oh,
dear God.
You don't smell from here.
No, my God. Okay, that's all you can think of me is my smell 2 days a week? Wow. Feeling really great.
No, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, because you said, like, handling the dogs, that's because it's, like, a fatherly figure sort of thing.
Well, it's just, like, so sweet, because it's, like, you're just, you're so sweet to them.
I got to think about this one for a minute.
For me, it's when she cooks me up an Italian meal. some pasta. Just, really? Especially like naked with an apron, like cooking
naked
pasta.
With an apron.
Like that is,
I don't
like,
think the so tourist the does are coming that.
Out. Has but that ever not. Happened?
Even not though. I just that's what I picture. Like when I'm watching you cook my pasta, I'm just like, oh, like there's a fantasy there that one day
will play out. Okay. But then, so it's like but then that you garlic give me, smell, oh, it just so gets good. You going.
Oh yeah.
Mm, damn. Like, oh, all right.
Drizzle the
it.
Sauce all over and
oh, I like that. Okay. Oh my gosh. Didn't expect it, but I like it.
I get that.
Come on, John. There's gotta be something.
I'm like, God, Nick, taste? Feeling so great about myself.
No,
John, this woman says, is gorgeous.
Of course.
I know, but he's trying to think of a non-sexual. So there's probably exactly. a million sexual things.
Exactly.
A million sexual things.
I'm funny as fuck. No.
No.
He's like, to you, you are.
Yes, but
you're putting. He's getting stressed.
No, okay, I'm not getting stressed, but it's like, funny is like. When she, I love her being funny, but that's not something that's like, oh, that's so hot and
well,
sexual.
No, but it says not. Does it turn you on in like a way that's not sexual?
What's that? Your funniness?
Yeah, like my
and your laugh?
Sense
yes.
of like,
yeah, your sense of humor for sure.
Goofiness?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take
100%.
It.
100%. I was going to say that, but it's like I said, it's not something that I'm just like
well, being aroused yeah. over there, like yeah. picturing me naked all of a sudden, like, oh, just because she's funny.
I just look, I picture naked while she tells her jokes.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Okay, this one's kind of long. It says, my husband and I have been together for 7 years, married for 2. He recently has undergone a new religious journey, reading the Bible frequently, having rigid religious-based experiences, etc. I'm not a religious person, and as I've gotten older, I do not align with the traditional religious views at all. I believe in the, quote, beyond, but more into the universe and not God. Mm. We fought recently about our different views, and it's hard. As long as I've known him, he's never been this way until the last year. We also have a 3-year-old daughter, and he's hell-bent on raising her with his same views, while I, on the other hand, would rather let her be open. I 100% support his journey, and I am willing to do things for him in regards to this, as long as it's not anything hurtful or disrespectful. How would you navigate this new difference? Thanks, guys.
That's very tough.
That is tough. I feel
especially
for,
when there's a child involved. That yeah. makes it even harder.
I was going to say what I would try to do is I would try to, even though like the way he's explaining his views to you might seem like something like totally alien to you, I would try to embrace it as much as you can and really look at his views in a way that's similar to yours, right? You believe in the great beyond, the universe, and I would just start looking at
similar
God
things.
And Jesus as the universe and like just, because like it, when you really break it down, you could... You know, if you went to a church with him and they're talking about Jesus and God and praising God, you could just substitute God for the universe. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's literally one and the same, right? And that's just how you got to view it. And as far as raising your daughter, I would just say, I don't think there's anything wrong with her being exposed to that. I think you guys should find a middle ground, though, of where you guys can really explain to her, like, this isn't the only way. Like, that's where it becomes a problem is when you're like, everything else outside of this view is irrelevant,
wrong,
yeah. wrong, not
worth your time.
This is the truth. And just that's where you want to make sure it doesn't get to is like, he's just like, this is the truth. So she needs to know the truth. Don't tell her anything else. Mm-hmm. But if you guys can be like,
yeah, is there a common ground you guys can find to raise your child together and explain to them over time that mommy and daddy have different views and that's okay because people all over the world have different views. And
I think that could be really valuable to grow up to as long as it's, like, you guys were saying in a healthy environment, I think it could be very valuable to grow up with different perspectives within the same household because, at the end of the day, like you said, you want your kid to be able to make their own decisions. So, but I understand if your partner at the same time is like, no, we need to raise our kid a certain way.
That's the tough part is that is probably what's going to happen in a lot of cases is like, because that's really like what a lot of churches try to, you know, they get the dad, then they get the rest of the family. Like, that's kind of how it works. Is like, if they can bring the dad into the church, then most likely the rest of the family is going
to
follow.
Well, there's a lot of pressure within the church to bring your family, to have your child there.
And it's just like,
commit everyone.
Right. And it's also just like, you don't want to be that guy who's like, it's because when you join a church, you're really kind of joining like a club in a way. And like, if you're there and everybody else has their families there and you're just like, you know, you're going to be judged based on the fact that the rest of your family's not there. So of course you want your family to be there. So you have to think about all these things too. Like, you know, just make sure that it's not to, you know, exclude all other views. But if he's just like, it's working, it's helping him become a better person. That's where I would like really make sure that it's actually benefiting him and not in a negative way.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So if it's positive and it's, you're like, oh, my husband's so much better because of it, then embrace it more and just, you know, keep in the back of your mind.
There's like, ways of doing
it. Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah. You don't have to.
Yeah. Of course, every situation is different. We don't know exactly what your situation is, but yeah, when Josh and I first started dating, he was definitely brought up religious.
Yeah.
And
I was kind of on my way out, but I was still like holding on to like the core value still. And like, the traditional view of marriage and how, just because that's all I knew. I was like, this is how you're supposed to do it. So we'll do it this way.
And we had to talk about that. Like, what if we were to get married? And this was when we were so young, just, you know, goofing around on the phone. And, I just was like, well, you could still go to church, but I wouldn't go, you know, and that's fine. And then he was like, but what about our kids? And I was like, you can bring them if you want, but I'm not going to go. And you were like really upset at the idea that I wouldn't be going with you.
Yeah. If it's for this very reason that your husband is probably trying to get you to go too, is because it's,
there's pressure.
And I saw it time and time again. It's like, well, why haven't you brought the rest of your family here? It's like, and you know, eventually it just kind of puts you in the outer circle. It's hard to get into the inner circle of the church without your family involved too.
I see.
Yeah. It has to be give and take, I think, for sure. You know, both, he has to be open to her views and she has to be open to his, like you said, it has to, you know. And I think the first mistake would be, you know, forcing your daughter to do something either way. It's kind of like, good, I think, point, regardless, John, it's going to be her decision.
Yes.
So why don't you let it,
don't
that way,
don't take that away from
but her. Like Josh said, that probably, it's probably the situation, and it's hard to say, but you know, maybe he's just feeling that, you know, he wants to do this with his family and, you know, it's helping him. So why wouldn't it help them and stuff like that?
Right.
So
yeah.
It can be a tough spot, but I think both sides have to be open to the idea. And, you know,
yeah, it's not like gloom and doom. It's not like this is the end of the relationship. It can definitely work. It's just you both have to be open and compromise and meet in the middle on it.
And both people have to be willing to do that.
Yep.
Correct. For sure.
Yep.
Wow. Look at us philosophers. We should start charging for our advice. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Lots of questions about children. How many kids? When are the kids coming? Would you ever consider fostering or adopting? Kids.
We are, like we said earlier in that Modern Fertility ad, we are definitely right there about being ready to have kids. We just have some things that we need to like get in line for our business, for our home, for ourselves, before we start trying. And then, you know, it's up to the universe at that point. So who the hell knows when they're going to come, but we're going to start trying sometime soon-ish.
Yeah. What does that mean? We'll have to find out.
Yeah. You'll have to find out. We don't really know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Can't really plan.
We're kind of going day by day right now. I'm trying to figure out what we want to do, but yeah, we're really excited to have kids. We want kids very badly. And it's been something that's hugely important to us since we met. Obviously, we were talking about kids when we were,
I mean, that's like
17,
I was 18. Initially attracted to her because she was so like kid oriented. Like, she was a nanny when I met her, and I just seeing her in that kind of like nanny role and with young kids, it just was like huge turn on for me. I was like, oh yeah, like,
remember I made you your little sandwich? Yeah, we like all went to the zoo and I had made peanut butter and jellies, but like then I found out that he was allergic. So I made him a separate little turkey one.
But I love that guy, and that's why I've just always known, like,
Kendall is so motherly.
She's such a motherly.
Oh my god, dude, you are. So. You're gonna be the most amazing mom.
I really want
to. If
have
I think
kids.
About too much, I literally cry.
I do too, because I mean, like we said, I really, really want
to
have
like,
kids.
Wanted kids, fucking since I've known you.
Since
forever.
I came out, since I was a child and conscious of having thoughts, I've always wanted to have kids. I used to watch births all the time when I was younger. My mom would get them from the library for me. I've always just been fascinated in babies and human development, and I don't know, I'm really, really excited for that chapter, really ready for it.
And I think it's important to say that, you know, we obviously want biological children, and that's what we're obviously hoping for, but if for whatever reason that wasn't in the cards for us, that wouldn't stop us from having children. Like, we would go and adopt, and you know, I would 100% adopt.
And I could see us adopting either way, even if we had one or two biological children. I could see us adopting after that.
Doing it too, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I don't know how many we'll have. So. That's really up in the air. I just want to see how it goes, you know. But
one baby at a time.
Yeah,
unless you get twins.
Let's make great. One for oh,
yeah. Unless you get multiples.
Johnny, are we having kids?
I'm afraid of that.
Are we having kids? I think we're both into the idea of having kids.
I think we are too. I don't think we like have always been like, I can't wait till we're parents. In fact, we've talked about like if for some reason kids weren't in the cards for us, like I think we would be okay. Mm-hmm. And I would still feel like I could live a fulfilled life with you. But the older I get, I think definitely the more I want to like make something with you. That's like the coolest thing to me is like, the person I love so much, we can like make another life and then like,
mm-hmm. yeah,
like watch it grow and like try, you know, your best obviously to make it into this great person and that like knows love. And like, I think they're just so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking sweet.
And it's also
yeah.
fucking scary though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very scary.
A little scary. But yeah, I think we definitely want kids.
I think as we, yeah, like you said, as we've grown older, it's definitely something we're entertaining more and kind of getting more excited about the
just don't know when
of.
We have a lot of things
I
want to do first.
Always wanted to have kids.
I have, but like, you know, I think it was just something that's never like been forced. When I was like really young, I was like, oh, I'm gonna have kids super young. Just yeah, because my parents are so much older,
right?
So it was like I didn't necessarily want to be in that situation, but mm-hmm. then it's like, you know, back then I had no idea what reality in life actually
how
was
fast everything, you know,
I remember like freshman year we were talking and you were like, oh, I want to have probably my first kid by like 25.
It's a freshman year of high school.
And yeah. Back then I was like, yeah, okay. Like, yeah, young dad. And now I'm like, whoa.
That's what imagine? I thought too.
But then like, you know, getting out of college and stuff yeah. like that, it was like, there's obviously at the time, no way. Like, yeah. Then you realize you're like, wait.
For yeah. you, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we'd probably want like two kids. At least if I'm going to have kids, I want more than one if I can have, mm-hmm. if I'm lucky enough to do that.
Sure.
I would definitely want more than one.
But yes, I agree. Not.
More than like three.
Two would be like yeah. perfect. That's kind of, yeah.
Two, great. Yeah, I could see you guys with two kids.
Yep. Two little kids. God, I hope our kids like each other. All of
they better. They're going to do all their vacations and I know, holidays
they fucking
together.
Better.
So.
I agree. On top of that, people want to know if you would film your pregnancy journey or vlog about it.
I think I'm going to. I'm pretty sure. I could always change my mind at the time. I haven't been vlogging just because I have been so busy and just really haven't had the time and my health hasn't been great in the pandemic. Everything's been shitty and I haven't wanted to pick up the camera.
I feel like in the more recent years, you've like really started to like value that privacy.
I do.
And not that there's one way is right versus mm-hmm. the other, but I was just like something that I've observed mm-hmm. is like something that you're like a lot more
also
private.
Also for safety too.
I mean, I've always been a pretty like private person as far as YouTube and social media goes. Like, I like to have my privacy. I don't want people knowing like what my routine mm-hmm. schedule is. I don't want people like I want to leave
never
a lot like enough to mystery that it's like mm-hmm. you know it's like how we think about, you know, other big name celebrities. You know, you don't know what they mm-hmm. what does Seth Rogen do? You
know? Right. Like, I wish I knew. I wish he vlogged. Right.
Yes. Kendall would be like,
we don't watch it, but it's like that's his private. Right.
Totally.
Like everybody's entitled to
we
privacy.
We would definitely never do daily vlogging or anything like that. But I think I'll document my pregnancy through the podcast even or mm-hmm. like I don't know TikTok
I have no idea TikTok. No it's true
I just think I'll probably want to have a documentation of it because I have all these other great moments, our wedding, a lot of trips we've taken, things we've done, our moves, and it is nice to look back on all of that. I kind of miss vlogging. I was saying it, like we're going to Washington next week to visit Josh's parents and I kind of wanted to vlog, but Josh was like
You just like it does vlog put pressure for yourself, on you. Like a home video.
Whoa, that's weird. I was going to say the same thing. It's like an internal sort of vlogging.
Yeah, just for yourself.
And then if you decide to release it,
then
make
you
it
can.
An external but thing, like, then you could share it. With.
Like that's true. Our families, we were lucky enough that both of our families, we were in front of like mm-hmm. a video camera our whole lives, not for anyone else to watch, but just for us. And like now we have these
will be
amazing memories.
For a private stash, for sure. So, yeah. But I think the pregnancy journey is definitely something I'd want to capture.
Yeah.
Myself,
I think more as many people,
and I think it's
like
good to get support.
Oh,
I just want like a support group when I'm going through that, you know.
And I've also heard it's like the greatest community and also the worst because everyone thinks they're
that's true. I have heard it's pretty brutal.
Yeah,
we'll see.
It's amazing how much judgment comes into that. It's kind of crazy.
It is, it's wild.
Okay, have you ever wished that you met each other later on in life so you could have experienced a wild phase during your early 20s? From Sarah in England. I think it's a very valid question. Mm-hmm. Because we have been together for so long since we were so young. I mean, we've talked about how there's been times where, like, you'll be in college and you're kind of like, well, I wonder what it would kind of be like to, like, mm-hmm. like be single, like, because you see all your friends doing it. Yeah. Like, you know, we lived together. I never lived with my friends in that college. Mm-hmm. So I'd be lying if I wasn't, like, sometimes like, huh, you know, what would that have been like? But I have no, like, regrets in the sense of, like, oh, I feel like I missed out necessarily because, I don't know, I just, like, I would, like, look around and be like, God, the guys I saw were, like, I ain't missing out on much.
Wasn't your vibe?
No, not the vibe. So, yeah, I mean, like, I would always, like, come home and I'd be like, hey, I get to come home to John. But,
yeah, I feel the same way. You know, of course, you can't help but think about it or think, oh, what would it have been like? But I have definitely no regrets about how our relationship has turned out and how it's allowed us to get to where we are and what we've built and how, like, close we are and how much time we've put into our relationship before we're even having kids. I think that's really cool. So I definitely have no regrets.
No regrets.
But I don't think there's any one right way to do it, you know?
No.
It's really about what you want.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to have a crazy
and
phase
how your and, path goes, who you yeah, meet. That's exactly. really what's going to determine yeah. it. If there's someone worth,
totally.
You know, stand on the sidelines for. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times you kind of feel that way, that, like, mm-hmm. you know, at parties and stuff, mm-hmm. it was hard sometimes, yeah. but it never would have been worth it but to me. Nothing, like, ever.
Right.
You're I was never tempted enough that I would have ever taken an action.
Well, and you have to think, like, what, you know, temporary fulfillment if I go this route or, like, continue building something yes. that could potentially mm-hmm. be like a lifelong that's partnership. A and that's how I've always viewed it, is like, yeah, there's times like, oh yeah, it'd be fun to go do that or go, you know, hang out with this girl or these girls or whatever. And like, mm-hmm. there might be some good times that come out of that. But at the end of the day, is it going to lead to marriage, kids, to, like, my life goals, like what ultimately I want to achieve? And so that's how I view it. I'm like, probably not. And definitely not more so than what I have right now. So
yeah, that's mm-hmm. how I feel.
For sure.
It's not worth jumping ship for something that might be fun for like 5 minutes. And then you're like, oh right. shit, that was a big mistake. Like,
right. That's a great point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. The grass isn't always greener.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
But also, like, we're very lucky that we went to the same college. Mm-hmm. And, you sure. know, it's not like I could see how if you were, like, in long distance or something, like, that would be really hard. Yeah. And obviously people make it work. Like, Sydney and her boyfriend did long distance for a long time mm-hmm. and they're great together. But I could see how that would make it really challenging. And I don't know if I would be able to do long distance. In fact, I remember in high school when I was like, I'm going to UNC and you didn't know yet. And I was like, I don't know if I can commit to right. being in college mm-hmm. long mm-hmm. distance. Like, that's a lot.
I remember Josh and I having that talk too.
So
it wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
Like we wouldn't have been able to do long distance just because we're so, like, we need that, like, attention and affection and mm-hmm. like physical, you know, to be together physically. So
we're like, the same way.
She's like, you're coming up there with me or we're done.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, you were like, what if I went to, you know, CSU? That's not that far. And I was like, too far.
Yep.
But yeah, it worked out.
Sometimes when you know, though. I know it's corny, but it's true.
Yeah.
It's worth, you know.
Well, I knew there was something bigger there, obviously, just with our whole story of, you know, dating freshman year. Then once we split, like I said, I've always told you, I knew from that the second we split that we were going to get back together at some point. I just didn't know.
Yeah, you always told me, like, no,
I didn't know when, but, and then it came full circle. And then, yeah, I think as you grow with, you know, your significant other, especially over time, like Josh said, you know, you start thinking about, like, more of the long term than just the short term pleasure. Like, oh yeah, that'd be cool, you know,
right,
hooking up with somebody or living with my friends so I could party with them all the time or something like that. But mm-hmm. the longevity of it, you're kind of like, wait, I've already spent a shit ton of time, like, trying to develop this
right.
and, you know, continue to grow with this person. It's like, I don't necessarily want to just, like, find somebody and start all over. Like, that's a huge process.
And, like, sometimes you do, and that's some, like, that's the answer for some people.
Sure.
It's no, like, if you're not happy, then don't just, like, correct, stay there because you feel like you have to because you put in time already.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I think
but
there is
when
something.
You have like a best friend type of connection.
Absolutely. 100%.
You
know. Like I would be losing my best friend.
Correct.
Like you are my best friend.
And you're
best
both
friend.
Enjoying it and growing and going yes. in the right direction. Then, yeah.
100%. All right, guys, we're going to take one more ad break and then we'll be right back to answer a few more questions. All right, we are back. Next question is, what are your thoughts on remaining in contact with an ex, even when you're in a new relationship? Not necessarily being friends with them, but still wishing them, you know, the occasional happy birthday, checking in every once in a while, etc.
I think that's completely fine.
Yeah.
You 100%. Know, if things ended civilly, yeah. then why not be able to wish them a happy birthday?
Yeah, and hope
hanging out with them, maybe. I mean, going to the bar, getting a drink, that might be crossing the line. I feel like it's depending on the individual person, that, like what boundaries they would personally set. I feel like seeing a Facebook message or a whatever, a hi, hello. You recently saw an ex at the gym. You tried to say hi to her. She like hid, but...
At least you just
like bye.
Damn. Well, at least I know where we stand.
So. Yeah, seriously. Oh my god.
The only ex that I was friendly with, really, well, yeah, other than like really old ones, but he like randomly, once he got married, I think his wife made him block me on Facebook and everything else. Yeah, like we were Facebook friends and always wished each other things for years, and then all of a sudden he got married and I was banned.
Well, so. I think that's a little telling in your trust in your own relationship.
I think so.
Yeah, because I mean, I could care less. I mean, you don't really talk. I don't know. Maybe you do talk to your ex, but.
No, not. I mean, not really. But I'm in the same boat. It doesn't really matter. I mean, obviously, if there's like ongoing conversation and stuff for, you know, like for periods of time. Or I guess if you're like fresh into a relationship and they're still talking to their ex,
that's
like
a
good amount, then I can see where it's kind of like, you know, aggravating or concerning.
That could be really hard. Yeah
for sure.
But yeah, I think otherwise, yeah, saying happy birthday and stuff, that's totally fine.
Yeah, wishing
you can be
people
friendly
well.
With people. Yeah.
Yeah, great point. So this person wants to know if we have the same political views and if it's possible to have a successful relationship if you did not agree on political views or issues, I guess. This is Vanessa from Texas. Well, I think it depends on each individual and, again, what you're willing to... you know, agree to disagree on what you're not willing to compromise on. Like there are some views that I have that if John didn't have the same ones, like it would not work. Absolutely not. It would just, it's like fundamental beliefs of things that I have. And I think that's like pretty normal, but you don't have to agree on everything necessarily.
It would be hard. I mean, I guess it depends on how seriously you take these things and how much it really matters to you. Because I know
politics.
There are couples that are on the different sides of the spectrum,
I know people
you could
too.
Say, but it doesn't really matter that much because it doesn't come up that much for them. It's not really a huge issue. For me personally, it'd be, like you said, a huge issue.
Yeah.
I definitely need to be on the same person or same page as my partner when it comes to values. Most things. I mean, there are certain things that Josh and I are like slightly differing on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think it's just as like, well, politics is such a broad term to put on different issues. Like if you're talking about social issues, there's a lot more moral values kind of tied up into those versus like financial and, you know, some of the, just the way that the government runs and where it's, how it operates, I think is different than social issues. I feel like for the most part, you probably need to be on the same page, like with some of those different things. Otherwise
it's, challenging.
You know, one of you could be compromising major, you know, just morals that you hold. And so
100%.
And it's not to say that it can't work. I think it's just ultimately you want to be with somebody who is synced up on that deep level. Like that's such a deep, deep thing to not be synced up on that down the road, I'll bet you it becomes a problem.
Issues, yeah.
And I think it also depends on how passionate you are about like politics and social issues. Like personally, politics have always been something that's like big in my life. And I know you can say the same, same thing. Like our parents really made it a point to like educate us on those topics, so we are naturally pretty opinionated about them. And so I think that kind of like plays into your relationship because like I need to be able to be passionate about those things and have your support, you know what I mean?
But I think you can come in like, you know, I think a lot of times people come like get into relationships and they have different views.
That's true too.
Our, you know, situation a little bit, you know, just a little bit on certain things. And
yeah, same with
I definitely
too.
You know, like what you believe in has definitely opened my eyes, you know, whether it's what I believe in 100% or not, but it's like, I at least like consider like, you know, why is that so important to you and stuff like that? So it's definitely shifted some of my views.
Mine were shifted like 100%. Because I just was, I mean, I was never taught about politics. I didn't even know what my parents were politically like growing up. I always just thought they were, I just assumed they were conservative because they were Christian and religious and, but they never really talked politics with me. Like I barely even know who the presidents were like at all. Cause well, we didn't watch TV or news.
Wasn't
or anything,
a part of
so
your life. Really,
it was kind of like, I was like in a kind of a bubble for a long time, but like I came, when I came into the relationship with Kendall, I was definitely, I had thought that I was conservative, that I was a Republican, that I was, I think that's actually what I told Kendall initially, like when we first, she's like, I'm a Democrat. And I was like, well, I'm a Republican. So
that's exactly
but I, like, not without like just saying that because that's what my dad said he was, or like what exactly. I thought he was, not because I read through all the values of the Republican Party and that where they stand on issues. I was like, that's how what I support. No, it's just like, you know, it's like red versus blue. It's just like the color, right? It's, you know, like, it didn't go any deeper than that.
Sure. Yeah. And I feel like both of our thoughts on politics have changed a lot since then.
Oh yeah, like, well,
I mean, we really, I mean, we're definitely left leaning, but we're not happy with really anybody anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would say the same.
We've changed a lot over the years as we've learned things together.
I don't even like to put journey. Left.
Me either.
I don't want to. I don't like to coin call myself a term a Democrat. To it. Or, I'm a free thinking individual who believes that we're all equal. Like. Mm-hmm. It, like, don't even try to box me into like one of the things that they are trying to box. Like, that's how they set it up, is that so that we're all filed into these convenient little
two parties.
Things.
It's like, well, two there that make an actual impact.
The fact that there's no third party.
Yeah, they want
is
separation.
Crazy. It's absurd.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absurd.
It's eventually going to cause a war. But this is getting dark. Maybe we should change it.
Okay. A lot of people had questions about when you first start living together or just living together in general. How do you divide up chores and like you're not feeling like you're nagging the person to get their shit done and like, you know, you clean this or, you know, quit leaving your crap around or whatever. A lot of people were asking, like, how do we navigate that?
One of you just sucks it up and does all of it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right. No.
Well, from Kendall and I's perspective, Kendall did not grow up in a house of chores. She didn't grow up in a house of having to clean her room. Like, she was very lucky that she really didn't have to do a whole lot when it comes to that, versus I grew up in a very, the opposite, like structured. I had a chore schedule and I did chores every single Saturday, which meant literally cleaning my entire house, including my parents' bathroom.
There's no way my parents would have been able to like follow a schedule and keep us on it. We were just, everything was too like wild and
Well, that's the difference. It's like, no, you're right. Because your parents would be like, Friday night, let's you know, get together, friends, party, blah, blah.
We valued good times over
family time,
a clean
have
house.
Fun. Right, right. Versus like ours was more like centered around discipline. Yeah. And like, all right, you're going
to. Yeah. Josh had to teach me to do a lot of chores. Like when we first moved in together, I didn't even know how to load a dishwasher. And I still struggle with the dishwasher sometimes. Josh is very patient. Like sometimes I'll load it and he's like, it's all wrong. I don't like this. And he'll like redo it.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Tetris. It's got to fit perfectly.
Yeah.
Well, there's like certain places where shit's supposed
Josh
to go.
Is, and Josh is also a Virgo, so he's captain clean of our house. Like he runs as far captain as like how clean. Things are going to go and where and how clean it's going to be or like what, you know, I don't really take any leadership when it comes to cleaning and that kind of stuff.
No.
I'm not.
No.
I just don't care.
Minimal cleaning from you.
Okay, whatever.
As long as you clean yourself, that's good enough for me.
there you go. Yeah. We kind of like decided like what we hate doing the least. Like, I feel like you're always cleaning the bathroom and I always clean the kitchen. Like if we're cleaning the house, I'm like, all right, you tackle the bathrooms. Yeah. I'll do the kitchen, the main floor. And it just kind of works for us. And
we split up the house too. Like I'll do like the bedroom and the bathroom and then Josh will do the kitchen on the main floor.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that works for the most part. I mean, you're a lot cleaner than I am. Like you are a lot, like I'm very cluttered. I was like, clutter doesn't really bother me until it bothers me. Then I need to get rid of it immediately. But for the most part, I feel like we're kind of on the same page and that's kind of lucky, I guess. Like no one, it'd be hard if it was like someone was like, have to have every, there's a spot for everything. And like, you know, like.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's not the reality most of the time. Like that's just stressful and not gonna happen, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think it just, we've just kind of over time picked things and continued to clean the same things or whatever. And then it's kind of like, that's what you do. And
yeah.
Then, you know, so it kind of just hits a time where we're both like, you know,
We're like, all right,
we're like, let's clean. We're like, yeah, or yeah. someone's coming exactly. over. We're like, yeah. okay, now we yes. have to get ourselves together.
What we do too. Yeah. That's what we do too.
It's an excuse to, exactly. you know, actually yeah. clean everything.
Yeah, for sure. But like, even when we first, like, I think because a lot of people, when you first move in, it's kind of like, you know, feeling out the other person's yeah. like, how do you live yeah. with this other person yeah. all the time? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that time and is like, weird.
Yeah, it is yeah, a little weird.
It's a learning experience yeah. for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of trial and error. And, yeah. you know, like, you're the trash taker outer. Like, I literally never take out the trash.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, like, same. Ever.
I'll just say, you've never emptied the trash.
Nope. I'll put the trash bag back in.
A few times.
And all yeah, the yard work same. For the most yeah. part.
Hey, I pick up dog poo sometimes. Yeah. When you ask me like yeah, four times. He's like, please. I'm like, okay.
But I ask you and you're willing to help.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. Because yeah. I get it. You need some help in the yard. Yeah, but there's spiders out there and I'm not a fan of that
yeah,
shit.
I don't do the spiders
there's always
either.
Something. Yeah. Always something.
I don't do any bug patrol. If the bug is in the house, I'm like,
basically, I can't go outside and do work at all.
Hey, I do a lot of gardening. I keep all of our fruits and veggies and herbs going.
Yeah.
Not fruits,
good for
I guess.
You that you did yeah. that.
Okay, here's a little spicy one, folks. How do you keep sex spicy? I'm 5.5 years into my relationship and want to keep him happy always. Well, I think both of you should be happy.
Yes.
It's not about keeping him happy. It's about keeping each other happy.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the best things you can do is learn to communicate about what you want from your partner. And
that's true.
And not be embarrassed to say it or communicate
yeah,
no
it. No shame. Can't have any shame involved with your sex life.
100%.
Yeah. Because like, we're all different. We all like what we like. And
gotta
so
be really open.
You got to be able to be like, you don't want your partner to respond in a negative way. If you're like, I want you, I would love for you to try this or do this. And they're mm-hmm. like, ha, yeah, right. You're crazy. I'll never.
Right. Like, or take it personally when you're like redirecting weird. Some, you know, them like, hey, mm-hmm, actually yeah. it feels really good when you do this or whatever it is. Yeah. It's like responding like, oh, okay. And not being like, oh, well, I guess I suck. You know what I mean? Like it's yeah. a learning experience and you want to learn together. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah.
How do you keep it spicy?
How do you keep it spicy? I mean, this show is sponsored by Dame for a reason. Is it not?
I mean, toys are fun. Not going to lie. Toys
yeah.
are fun.
What the hell? I mean, of course.
I mean, you can always, there's tons of ways to do it.
I mean, and I think that's like different to everyone.
Place.
Yeah.
Different,
yeah.
That's different a great places point. To.
Different places. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's yeah. always, you know, role playing. If you want to role play.
Role
different,
playing.
Yeah. We you can role
have
play.
Have you ever even done that?
No, I don't think I've ever done that. But I know a lot of people are
yeah,
into that. Like, that's
yeah.
definitely.
No, I know. I'm just saying coming
no,
out of your mouth
it.
As if we do that.
Maybe we will. Maybe we will.
You've never brought it. What, if we had
I've
a role
always wanted
play,
to be the naughty
be?
Teacher and like.
Oh, you want to be the naughty teacher? You
no,
be...
you're the naughty teacher. Oh. I'm your
the naughty
I'm
boy,
the bad
and
student.
I'm the bad
nice.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like I'm too goofy. Like if I tried to play, I'd just be laughing. Like it'd be hilarious.
Yeah,
no
it,
way
yeah.
I could get
yeah.
like
that.
I couldn't get serious.
No,
and
I'd
be like,
laughing my ass off.
So funny, which maybe that's good too.
Yeah, maybe that's just fun.
Yeah, it's like place. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, most people do it in the same place over and over and over again. And mm-hmm. like,
it gets old.
You're
it's
like,
stale.
Okay, try mm-hmm. some different angles, you know?
No, yeah. different angles.
Try some different.
Do it in front of a mirror. No.
Yeah,
yeah maybe. Place, positions,
elements, even.
Toys. Like
do it in a fire.
Motion.
Do it
yeah,
in no, water.
Do it in
the
fire.
Yeah,
really hot.
Get the sauna going. Like, you know?
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Public
pass
places.
Out.
Yeah. You know, public pools, public restrooms.
Whoa,
I mean,
we got to be careful.
You really want to spice it up, add a little bit of fear.
Don't get arrested. Oh God! Yeah.
Have you ever done it in a public place?
Yeah, on the beach.
Yes, on the
public
beach.
Beach.
Nice.
With people around.
It was late, so I
it
don't.
It was at night. There were people on the beach, but it
was
like
no one
pretty
like around
dark.
Us.
Yeah, no yeah. one was like right
yeah.
there.
That's,
is that the only place?
See, that's like in good. Cars, like in mm-hmm. public parks, but I'm like, it's not like I've. Fucked on a ski lift.
Yeah, that'd be yeah. lit. Can you imagine that?
That'd be really
look at that one.
Oh, wow.
In
there. Oh my God. That
would
be
cool.
Insane.
That would be scary.
I bet people have done it. I'm sure someone
yeah.
has done it.
That's one way
I'm
to spice
scared.
It up. A gondola?
Or like a plane. Like,
yeah.
yeah.
I
want to
know if anyone, like,
I'm afraid
I've
of getting
never
arrested,
met
though.
Who's really done it on the plane.
I'd be like too afraid of getting in trouble. I wouldn't be able to like get into the zone. I'd be like,
oh, there's no way.
What's going on?
No, I would definitely be too scared. But I do like, I mean, it is fun to like be in a new place.
Yeah.
We like public pools.
Public pools are our thing. It is.
Don't tell anyone. It's only
don't,
a few times I can't, and it's been no one's around.
There's some kid just swimming by.
Oh my God, that's so fucking.
No, I have a rule. If there's kids swimming,
yeah,
no,
I hope so.
No
course,
way.
My God.
No way.
Yeah, but you know.
Josh's like, give me
dark.
Those goggles.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yes.
Anyways, next question. I think this will be the last question.
I'm getting so tired.
I know, we're very tired. We've been up too late.
Driving you fucks home last night.
You were up till 4 o'clock. Don't even try that. Just my choice. Okay. This is Karen from Texas. The question is that if you could assign your significant other a new career or profession, what would it be? That's a great question.
And it can't be something that you were going to go to school for.
Okay. That's a, oh, even better.
To make it even more interesting. Versus going, oh, you would have been this then.
Yeah, right. If you had, very sure.
I would want you to do like exactly
if you didn't know us as well as you do now and just kind of like knew us on a very like basic level, what would you guess we would have done for a living?
That was the question. I thought it was just what would we want you to do?
Well, I'm making the question even better.
Oh, no, so. Sure. You're making what you want it to
be. I already have my answer.
What's your answer?
You would go into, I could see you being like a builder, I guess. Like a, what's the architect? Jesus. I'm like a structural engineer. No. No, like an architect, yeah.
Or like a actual like construction manager.
No,
like
somebody,
yeah,
no.
Am I swinging the hammer or am I drawing?
No, you're drawing the plans and like coming up with the idea, making the blueprints.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely could see you doing that.
I could see you doing that too.
Yeah, I think so.
I am going to say I would make you a professional athlete of any sport so that we could be rich and I could just watch.
No, but not nice. What you want, but like, what would you think? You look at me and you're like, he looks like he plays professional.
No, the question was, what would you want to make your partner be? And I would want you to be a professional athlete.
So if you could assign your significant other a new career.
And then I can just sit in the box with the kids and watch you play. And we get to go home most of the time. And
get home most of the time.
Most professional athletes have like pools and shit. That'd be pretty cool. It'd be fine, you know?
And it's hot.
True. Yeah.
So it's like a bunch of good
especially
things.
Especially if they're in like tight pants with the little butt pads.
Mm. Exactly. That would be good.
That was my favorite part about you playing football.
And I just could, you know, watch you and be fun. Yeah. Plus, I just like, it would be fun to watch you play a sport. It'd be cool to like watch your man out there on the field. Oh, I love it.
Nerve wracking.
Yeah, probably. But it'd be just cool, I think.
Okay.
What were you hoping I was going to say astronaut? Because I knew.
Oh, my God.
Wanting,
oh, my
but...
God. That guy's an astronaut. That guy's just a space cadet. Astronaut. Let's be real.
You would be a great astronaut, Josh.
So I guess if... I don't know. If we're answering what I would like, maybe you'd be like a masseuse.
So just, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Just give you massages. Useful. Actually,
I was
going to
say or like a chef. But you already like cooking, and I think if you were doing that, then you wouldn't like cooking at home. So then that's probably not the best idea. So yeah, maybe
a masseuse. Yeah. You do love soft scratchies. This guy is like this. It's like, can I have some soft scratches? Can I have a massage?
Yeah,
I know. It's like your love language.
It is.
That's mine too. Is like massages. I love that.
Yeah. Mm. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
Straight to the heart. Yeah. Seriously.
Really straight to the heart.
Straight to the, you know.
Oh my God. Duh.
No one was going that way, but of course, Josh. I was gonna say masseuse too. But
really?
That's just probably a guy being like, oh, it'd be great if my wife was a masseuse. No. To be more creative.
Oh my God.
Like a veterinarian.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because you're such an animal person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to work with animals.
But since you don't like school, then it'd probably not be a vet.
I hate science.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
Probably not good.
Dog walker?
A dog walker? I said professional athlete before you said fucking dog walker. Oh, okay, no. End the show.
Hey,
I'm a dog walker.
There's nothing wrong with being dog walkers.
No, I would actually, I'd probably love it. I'm just saying.
Like a pet.
I said you would be a professional athlete, and you said I'd be a dog walker.
Maybe it'd be a good match then.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can
honestly
walk my dog while I
honestly
play.
It'd be a really lit job. I'd be into it. A dog walker could be really good.
Or like just a pet sitter.
Yeah, definitely would be a pet sitter. Anything
handling
animals, I would do it.
Maybe like working at a rehab, like an animal rehab place.
That would be really cool. At a sanctuary, anything like that. I mean, it's like my dream one day to be able to own or work on a sanctuary. That's like a far out dream that maybe maybe I can grasp it. But that would be cool. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Oh, my God. I would love to be any part of that.
Yeah. I definitely love that job.
I love animals. Glad we all have animals here.
Yeah.
Because we have quite a few and we all bring them together.
Yeah.
There's like 10 dogs in my house.
I know. It's insane. And we need more.
They all need to eat. We need to feed them.
We need to feed ourselves as well. So we're going to head out.
That's what I really need. My brain is like just gone.
Gone.
Okay. And my hat is almost gone too.
Her wig's gone. Everything's gone.
I haven't like eaten today. I'm just barely hanging on. I'm so tired.
Okay. Well, it's late. We need to get to bed. It's a Saturday. We need to get to 10 o'clock.
It is. But we really enjoyed hanging out with you guys. We will be back with another episode of The Sesh soon, and we will have spices and everything. This was a pre-recording because Josh and I are going to go visit his parents. But yeah, we'll be back with our normal situation.
Thanks for joining us as always, guys. We like your perspective. I think it's really valuable to have a male perspective on this show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So thank you both for taking your Saturday nights to do this with us. Appreciate it. And thank you all for watching
out
there. And Corelli. Yeah, shout out to you, dude, for Saturday night.
Thank you.
Love you. Best producer out there, girl. You got... Anyways, you guys, that is there for this episode. We will see you on the next sesh. But until then,
keep it fresh.